keeping you connected to wine country here at the Crush 92.5. It's the Cork Dorks, a weekly update with Suzanne.
It's the Crush 92.5 and the Cork Dorks, a weekly update presented by our friends at United Staffing Associates. And they provide staffing and career resources and offer clients expert help and services in human resources, consulting, safety training, recruiting, payroll, and more. Log on at unitedwestaff.com for more info. Suzanne here, and we are talking with Daphne Bremner of Wines and Steins online at winesandsteins.org. Daphne, the president of the Scholarship Committee, and of course a member of the board, and we are definitely here to talk about that scholarship. Daphne, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So want to get to this in just a sec, but you brought some wine in, and I'm so excited to talk about it because this is yours.
It is.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So stay tuned on that. But let's talk about it. So winesandsteins.org. This is a nonprofit organization here on the Central Coast, bringing home wine and beer makers together, basically.
Right. Yeah. It's for educating home wine and beer makers. That's exactly correct.
Yeah.
And then we also own collectively equipment for wine and beer making. So part of our education process is to teach people how to use that equipment and kind of instruct them along the process of making wine. So we have a mentorship program as well that's pretty popular.
Yeah. So a lot going on with Wines and Steins. I think it's so cool that this is, how many years are you guys in now on this project?
The scholarship project?
Or just, I mean, the whole thing, I guess.
The whole thing, Wines and Steins, was started in 79, I believe.
Yeah.
But the scholarship portion of it, this would be our second year giving away a scholarship.
Yes.
So I would say 3 years in, because it took roughly a year to plan.
But decades as like a group that's been here for education and supporting each other through the home winemaking and beer and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. They were established in 1979.
Very, so it's very cool. So longstanding
group.
Then a few years in here at the, and we've been getting to know you through this for the last couple of years too. So I'm really excited that we can follow this journey with you. And I feel like it's kind of building and maybe getting a little bigger each year that you do it.
It is.
So talk about the scholarship right now, winesandsteins.org. Applications are open, and this is for local students.
It is. Yes, applications are open. It's for any graduating high school senior that is in San Luis Obispo County. So we have contacted all of the major high schools and given them flyers, and we're on their website. Really, the only criteria is that you have to be a graduating high school senior in San Luis Obispo County and pursuing a degree in viticulture or enology.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So, and there's probably a lot of that because people grow up around it and get interested in it. And so there we go, right?
That's it. That's what we're hoping, is to support the future of our community.
I love that.
And so, this year we were able to double the amount of the scholarship. The first year it was $1,500, and this year it'll be $3,000.
Yeah. See, that's what it is. The power of community. And as we all start donating more at winesandsteins.org, this thing can grow. And I know you guys have some fun stuff throughout the year as far as fundraising for the scholarship and things like that. But right now, if you have a local student interested in enology or viticulture, make sure they know. That's why we're talking about it today. Applications due by April 15th.
Correct.
Tax
April 15th.
Day.
Yes, tax day.
So you're going to have taxes done and your Wines and Steins scholarship.
Yeah, exactly.
I love
Big
that.
Big day.
Yeah. So how long have you been involved in Wines and Steins and like being a winemaker at home?
Let's see. I've been involved with Wines and Steins since about 2017, 18-ish, which is when my husband and I planted our vineyard.
Okay.
So just part of the board for the last 3 years.
Cool. And so talk about your home vineyard and how that got started with you and your husband and how it's going.
Okay. well, purchased the property in 2016, and it was my vision to have a vineyard. I wasn't necessarily thinking that I would make wine. I just really wanted the vineyard in the backyard.
Like the aesthetics during the fall. And
exactly.
Like,
sell the grapes.
Yeah. How many acres?
It's just a half an acre of grapes that's planted. And then when my husband saw our neighbor, Bill Sizzler, making wine, he said, I think we could do that. And I was like, okay.
I mean, so, might as well, right? You've already got the plantings. And
exactly. So we just learned as much as we could from our neighbor and other people around and joined Wines and Steins and learned from them. And we dug every hole ourselves. We have 288 vines.
Wow.
And
it's a lot of work.
Planted a deer fence, and it was a lot of work.
Do you have like a hole digging party at some point? Or
yeah, it was my husband and I in an auger. And we're still married, believe it or not.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's the true test of a relationship when you're going through something like that, right? Like all kinds of physical labor can put you to your limits.
Exactly.
So then you brought in a couple of bottles today. I'm so honored to have this.
My pleasure.
How many bottles do you end up making each vintage, roughly?
About maybe 350.
Wow. Okay.
Roughly.
So, yeah. Very
give or take.
Very special.
Know,
we
like depending on the
call things that are kind of exclusive. Sue's exclusives in here.
Oh,
so.
I like that. That's great.
So thank you so much for sharing these. Talk about, so we just talked about basically your B2 vineyard.
B squared. Yep.
And that has to do with Bremner and Bremner?
Bremner and Butler. My maiden name is Butler.
Nice. Okay, cool. And then what's the artwork on this label that you made?
So that is a combination of the Bremner and the Butler family crest.
Mm.
So I just went through and picked out the different portions that I liked from each family crest.
So one of your crests actually had like goblets or like wine glasses on it?
That is the butler's original occupation of the butler.
Oh, so you're meant to do this.
That's what I say to all my family. See, it's genetic.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Talk about the butler, you said?
The butler, yeah. So in England, they were the original bottlers and servers of wine to the kings and queens. That was one of their original occupations. So, I mean, that had to go on, right?
Yeah,
that
of course. Of course. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. I had no idea a bottler.
Now bottler, B-O-T-T-L-E-R, bottler.
Like
bottler. Yeah, that's just the way I take it.
Just say it cool like you're from Europe.
Exactly. Throw an accent in there. It sounds
so
really neat.
Cool. And then what are the other things? So there's like the wine glasses, there's some hands.
Yep. That's talking about sincerity. That's from the Bremner. And the willingness to defend.
Mm-hmm.
My father-in-law spent the entirety of the World War working his way across continents.
Yeah, wow.
And so that helmet is in honor of him as well.
Very cool. Yep, and there's a helmet right on top of the shield. And then there's a couple other segments on here. One is kind of a split yellow and blue.
Yeah, that is, I think, the gold for genuineness and blue curiosity, I think. I don't remember exactly what the blue portion was.
Totally. Yeah. And then is that trees on there too? Or what?
Yes. And that's also like standing proud. You can count on us.
That's cool. I've never looked. Now I'm interested to see what a family crest would look like for me. Like I've just never looked into that.
Yeah. Looked up your.
Yeah.
And some, I don't think every family necessarily has one. I think
right.
It depends partially on your heritage and where you came from.
Yeah. Is it like a British thing or?
It is. Okay. And in actuality, I think the Bremner crest may actually follow the maternal side.
Mm.
I just went ahead and picked the two names and, you know, kind of went with it.
Yeah,
but
totally.
It's not really so a complete representation of what a true crest would be necessarily.
It could be like more specific and like depending on who, you know, who you're looking at and stuff. What a cool thing. Well, an education in family crests real quick today too. We're talking with Daphne Bremner. It's winesandsteins.org where you can get involved if you're interested in home winemaking, home beer making. I mean, even if you're just interested in like gleaning this information, whether you're like actually putting it in practice or not, I think it's kind of a fun thing and kind of like a social thing. You know, you guys get together once a month, you'll have speakers and that kind of stuff at your meetings.
Exactly. And guests are always welcome.
Yeah. So, you just show up or
usually if you're going to be a guest, it's preferable to have you come with someone that is already a member.
I see.
Or at least go to our website and contact. Our president or our webmaster, and somebody will kind of take you under their wing then and meet you as you come in.
So you kind of need like a sponsor, like becoming an elk or something. You
know? Maybe not necessarily a sponsor, but just at least for your first time.
Yeah, totally.
We don't have a secret handshake or anything either.
Right.
Just to make that clear.
There's no like secret thing where you have to like, you know, do a dance.
No, you do have to bring wine though.
Okay.
Yeah. Prerequisite.
I love that. So I saw like a couple things coming up that were listed on the site. Again, it's winesandsteins.org. So February 13th is the next one. And you guys have someone from Klessy Winery coming through as well.
Yes. Adrian Ferrara is our speaker for February.
So cool. So it really is just a fun chance to get in there and interact and mingle and learn. And then, of course, going back to the scholarship idea as community members, we can support this with a donation at winesandsteins.org. And then all that money going back into the pot each year as we try to grow this thing.
Exactly.
I mean,
100% goes to the scholarship.
You know, like big lofty goals, but let's say in like 10 or 20 years and it's like a full ride scholarship for a local student, right?
That would be amazing.
Just like put it out into the universe.
That sounds great. Yeah, we want it to be a legacy, and that's what we're, you know, as board members that kind of initiated this, that's our plan. We're to have the whole structure online so that when the board turns over and there's other, you know, members managing this, that they've got the whole blueprint there about when to do each piece, every month, what it takes.
Sure.
The fundraisers that are already in place, the ideas for new ones coming up.
Yeah. So, so right now, winesandsteins.org, there's a section for the scholarship. You can submit scholarships, of course, with our local students going into wine and viticulture.
Yes.
And due by April 15th. And then there is a little convenient donate button right there, too.
There is. Very convenient.
Drop some funds in there. Any details or information on the fundraisers this year, or do you want to catch up with that later?
Sure. The fundraisers this year was our annual wine raffle. And, of course, what that entails is that all of the members or whomever donate bottles of wine. We bring them to our annual picnic, which has historically been at Atascadero Lake Park. Mm-hmm. We split them up into four packs, and we raffle them off.
Cool.
And we have usually enough wine donated that we have 30 raffles. So one $5 ticket gets you 30 chances.
That's so cool. And it's neat, too, that it ends up being, because it's basically like a bottle share, right? So you end up getting like a whole different array of vibes from maybe local to beyond.
Because some commercial places donate to, or if you have commercial wine at home that you want to donate. So that's exactly what it is.
Oh, wineries, if you are listening and you want to donate to the Wines and Steins Scholarship Project, hit them up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I love that.
We would love it.
Very cool. And so keep us posted as the next raffle comes about. Sounds like, is that summertime usually?
That's summertime. That's usually July. Okay. And then this last year, we were fortunate in that we also annually have a silent auction in November.
Mm.
And historically, that has been to fund our equipment
fund,
so that if we need new equipment or needs repairing. But this year, our board members that manage all of that have done such a great job that they didn't feel that they really needed that money. And so they were willing to allow it to go to our scholarship fund.
Awesome.
So, which is why we were able to give away $3,000 this year instead of $1,500. So we will not be able to plan on that every year, but we were much appreciated this year.
Yeah, very cool stuff. Well, I love that this is growing every year, and it's super cool that more and more people are getting involved in this.
Yes, and by the way, we are asked to write an article for Winemaker Magazine in regards to the scholarship fund. It will be under the section Dry Finish, and it will come out in the next issue, which is the April-May issue, I believe.
Awesome.
And myself and Chris King, another member of the scholarship committee, co-authored it. And we kind of approached it from a how-to standpoint. If your club wanted to do something like this as well,
right?
Here's, you know, what it takes to get the idea off the ground, board support, kind of a blueprint again for looking at the fundraising and how to put together an application. And so I'm very excited to have it come out. And it was fun because we got to plug your station, too, because the picture that will be on it is of the first scholarship winner and myself here being interviewed by you.
Oh, cool. I'm excited to be a part of that. Thank you for including us.
Of course. Thank you for helping us out and promoting helping our youth of our community.
Definitely. That's what we're here for. I mean, at the core of what radio is, it's a public service. And we are so happy to do it here at The Crush. And so the April-May edition of Winemaker Magazine, we will definitely keep our eyes out for that. And thank you again, Daphne, for everything you're doing and joining us here at The Crush.
Thank you, Suzanne. We appreciate you.
The Cork Dorks, a weekly update presented by United Staffing Associates. Want more? Dive into the podcast at crush925.com.